Sunny 105.9, Orlando's greatest hits. More than a woman to me, it's my best friend. Bee Gees and Bob Berry finishing a Sunny 7-song superset. And sometime between now and 7 o'clock, you get the Eagles tickets. Win them before you can buy them for the show on January 31st. Be call 105 on the Sunny lines when you hear two Eagles songs back-to-back. As soon as you hear that second song, just keep pounding your speed dial and hope you get through and be call 105. Levi Stubbs of the Four Tops died today, early this morning in Detroit, surrounded by his family and his friends. He'd been in poor health for a number of years. And those of us that knew, and it was general knowledge, but those of us that knew he also had some up and downs. But when the news hit, it was still tough. And I don't know if I can get all the way through this. Anyway, a friend of mine, Scotty Regan, who I grew up listening to and who was intimately involved in Motown, he and I did an interview a little while ago, and I'm going to have that for you coming up in a few minutes. Plus, we will play the all-time great Four Tops song in memory of Levi Stubbs. That's straight ahead. Skywatch Traffic. This is Bob Baxa.
Bob, we have big-time delays on I-4.
AutoZone.
Orlando weather. Lots of sunshine heading into the evening and then clear skies tonight for the high school football games. Overnight low is going to be about 68 and a bomb weekend. High tomorrow is going to be 85. Sunshine and cooling off to around 77 on Sunday. I have 85 in Orlando where it's always sunny. As I mentioned a few moments ago, Levi Stubbs, the great lead singer of the Four Tops, died today in Detroit. He was 72. He was surrounded by the love of his family and his friends who had called and written and stopped by to say hi, and thought of him always. And even those of us who only perhaps met him on an off moment, or as I did, having the pleasure of introducing the Tops and Temps when they were doing those tours back in the mid-80s, and what a great thrill that was. They were just very near and dear to my heart. I'm welcoming, here on the Sunny Hotline, Scotty Regan from New York City. Scotty was the guy that we all grew up listening to in Detroit. He was intimately involved, worked for Motown, worked with all the groups. Scotty probably knew the music better than all of us and was in a position to know the folks that were Motown better than all of us as well. Scotty, it's great to have you back on the air. Tough to lose one of the great icons of Motown.
Yep, and also a great heartfelt person, just as important, I think, as his being a tremendous artist and tremendous talented singer.
He was truly, as much as Diana was on the female side of all the Holland Dozier and Holland songs, I think that Levi was like the perfect male instrument for them to play in terms of the songs they wrote that the Tops most notably did.
Yeah, I think that's a good, I had never really thought of it in that regard, but I think so. I think he fit there. He was the opposite of Diana. He gave it that other half. Absolutely. Good way of looking at it.
So. Baby, I Need Your Loving. You were working in Detroit when the whole Motown thing exploded, and they call it, of course, the Four Tops National Anthem. It had to be just incredible beat around that as it exploded.
Yeah, it was a special moment in all ways, and the Four Tops were a group that a lot of groups broke up and separated and didn't stay together. Those four guys, they were unified forever.
They, yeah, from like high school in like 1954 or something.
Yeah, they knew each other when they were kids. And I'll tell you one great thrill that I had. I wrote a song called Yesterday and You with one of the Motown arrangers, Wade Marcus, and Levi in the top sang it.
Wow.
And it was just released about 2 years ago on a Lost and Found album. And it's not a great song, but Levi does wonders with it.
As he did with a lot of them. Although, and you tell this story, as great as he did with all of those songs and different reads from that ballad type thing with Ask the Lonely to songs like I Can't Help Myself, you were walking into Motown one day and he was not happy with the way they were asking him to do a song.
Yeah, I was walking in and I saw him. He was coming out. And I said something to him like, you know, you don't look too happy, or, you know, something like that, jokingly. And he said, Holland Dozier just had me shout this song, or something. He said, basically, I was screaming this song. I really don't like it. I really think I need to go back in and do that again. And, of course, he never went back in and did it again. And that song was Reach Out.
I'll be there. Singing like a black Bob Dylan.
Yep, that's what it was. That's what they were going for. And they knew how to use him and make him sound great, and he was a spectacular instrument. God doesn't give people special blessings and special features, I guess you could say, for no reason. And he gave a great voice and a heartfelt personality to Levi Stubbs so he could express that to all of us so we could feel those things in ourselves.
I couldn't say it any better. I know you've lost a dear friend, and by extension, I think all of us that particularly grew up in Detroit, but no matter where we grew up, because it was the sound of young America, I think we all feel like we've lost a dear, dear friend.
Yep.
Thanks for sharing a couple great stories about Levi.
You're welcome, Bob. Thank you.
To paraphrase the way Levi used to introduce this song in concert, ladies and gentlemen, turn your radios on loud. For the playing of the Tops National Anthem.